your words. We need your guidance that we can follow you. So, Lord, draw us unto you. And we ask you to bless this morning and be with us. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give our time to our brother.
I cannot tell you this morning how much I enjoyed this time at the Lord's table this morning.
我今天早晨我实在没法用言语形容我早晨在主面前多么的享受。
I have been blessed.
我就有主很祝福我。
To be with you.
弟兄姊妹在一起。
And to remember the Lord Jesus Christ together.
我们一同在这里纪念我们的主。
What a privilege.
何等的权利。
Yesterday we visited our good friends about 30 miles north of here.
昨天我去看望我一个朋友，大概离开这里在北边30里以外。
And I was just telling my wife this morning.
我今天早晨对我的姊妹说,
how I wish they could come here and be with you for the Lord's table.
我真的今天很高兴能够来到弟兄姊妹当中。
They would be blessed.
我希望他们能够来到这里。
They would be encouraged.
他们一定得到鼓励。
So, I want to encourage you this morning.
我早上愿意劝勉弟兄姊妹,
this time together is very precious.
我们能够一起在主面前聚集是很宝贝的。
I think you know around the world there are brothers and sisters that don't have this privilege that we have this morning.
在这个世界上很多弟兄姊妹没这个权利能够在主日聚在主的面前。
They are suffering literally a persecution physically and in many ways.
他们受到迫害，这个各种各样的迫害，没办法这样聚会。
So please remember, this is a great privilege.
所以请弟兄姊妹能够记得，我们能够这样聚会是一个很大的权利。
And I was blessed.
我觉得主真的祝福。
And now we can go.
那我不谢谢主了。
Because we've already been blessed.
因为我们已经蒙主的祝福了。
And yet,
yeah,
the Lord has something to say.
主还是有话要对我们说的。
I really thank the Lord for this. For the hymn that our brother chose about Psalm 123.
我们刚刚最开始唱的那首诗歌123篇里面记载的。
That as the servant watches his master, and as the maiden watches her mistress, so we want to have our eyes on the Lord.
因为那个诗篇里面写着仆人怎么注视他的主，这个使女怎么注视他的主母，我们应该也这样注视我们。
You know, I believe that. That psalm refers to this. There were servants and maidens who were so attached to their master and their mistress and so loved them, and they watched them all the time that they knew when without the mistress or the master saying anything, they just moved their hand or they said, go like that or like that, and they knew what to do just by watching, because they watched them and they learned their mannerisms.
我们知道这个仆人，一个仆人，一个使女，他跟他们的主人，他们的祖母是这么有这么深的联系。这个祖母和这个主人不需要讲什么话，只一个动作，他们就能够理解到他的主人要什么。I
want to be that kind of servant.
我真的愿意成为那种的仆人。
I want to fix my eyes on the Lord Jesus.
我要定睛在我的主的身上。
And that doesn't mean just glancing.
不是说稍微看一下就过了。
It means to fix your eyes on him and don't take them off.
乃是我定睛在他身上不离开了。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
don't look at one another.
不要到处看旁边的人。
Don't look at the world.
不要看这个世界。
Don't look at yourself.
不要看自己。
Keep your eyes on the Lord.
把你眼睛看在主身上。
And he'll work.
他会工作。
Mightily in our lives.
用他的大能在我们身上工作。
I'm going to share something this morning with you about prayer.
今天早晨我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通到祷告。
What I'm going to share is something that all of you can do.
我要交通的是你们都可以做的。
Many of you, perhaps in your lifetime, will never stand up and preach a message. Maybe some of you will, but maybe many of you will not.
我相信你们大部分人不会有站在这里要讲道的。
But we can all pray.
但是我们都能够祷告。
And God wants us to learn how to pray.
神要我们学习怎么去祷告。
So I'm going to speak to you this morning about prayer.
我今天早晨要跟他交通到关于祷告。
I know there are many different kinds of prayer.
我知道有很多不同的祷告。
There's corporate prayer.
教会的祷告。
And that, I believe corporate prayer was when we pray together, and that's very important.
教会的祷告呢，是我们一起祷告，那非常重要。
But I'm going to speak primarily this morning about individual prayer.
我今天早晨主要讲到我们个人的祷告。
And can I just say that your value in the corporate prayer meeting hinges on what you're doing in your private place of prayer individually.
我们来参加教会的祷告聚会，很大的关系是你个人的祷告是怎么样的。
So what I'm going to talk to you today about is very easy.
我今天要谈就是应该很容易的。
A child can pray.
一个小孩子可以祷告。
And God will hear them.
神会听到的。
And answer their prayer.
也会答应他们的祷告。
So it's very something all of us can do.
这个是我们都可以做的。
But it's so difficult.
但是又是这么难。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the world fights against it.
因为这个世界与它作对。
Our natural being fights against it.
我们的天然与它作对。
Our flesh fights against it.
我们的肉体与它作对。
And the devil fights against it.
仇敌撒旦也与它作对。
He hates it when we pray.
仇敌非常讨厌我们。
He will do anything and everything to prevent us from praying.
他会做任何的事情，只要搞到我们不祷告就可以了。
And God waits for us to pray.
但是神希望我们祷告。
So that's what I want to speak to you about this morning.
这是我今天的负担要跟大家交通的。
Now, I think it would be very good if the brother told me what time I'm supposed to finish. 12:30. Wow.
Yeah.
He says, I have an hour. I thought I had an hour from when we started to sing. But now I have an hour from now.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to be watching you.
我还是会再看着大家。
And you can watch me.
你们也可以看着我。
Don't fall asleep.
不要去睡觉哦。
And I can guarantee you I will not fall asleep.
我告诉你，我是不会睡着的。
It's not so difficult for you to sleep in your seat.
这个对你们坐在那里要睡着很快了。
But when you're standing up here,
如果你站在这里的话，
it's not so easy to sleep.
就不容易睡着了。
Is that right?
Yes.
He knows. Okay. So, what a wonderful thing. I don't know how to say it. I'm so happy and delighted to be with you.
我实在心中充满了雀跃来到弟兄姊妹当中。
And I just want to reinforce what I said on Friday.
我要讲一点我礼拜晚上讲过的。
God is here.
神在这里。
Ah, you're learning. You are learning. Wonderful. God's here.
神在这里。Hallelujah.
Amen. He's speaking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is speaking. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that we, nobodies, nothings, yet we can come together like this and say, God is here.
好像什么都没发生，但是我们能够来到这里说神你在这里。
And God, the Creator, the Maker of all things, loves us and comes to meet with us. What a wonderful thing.
要想象说创造宇宙万有的神愿意来到这里与我们相遇，何等的奇妙。
So I want you to know that what I'm going to share with you this morning is something that I speak to myself about.
今天我要跟大家交通的，我也常对我自己说的。
I want to learn how to pray.
我要学习怎么祷告。
I want to learn how to pray daily and consistently before the Lord.
我要每一天是一致的在主面前祷告。
And God will work in our lives to do that.
神能够在我们的生命中做成这个事。
I'm going to begin with a portion of the Word of God from Ezekiel.
我们要来从以西结书来看这个事，旧约的以西结书。
Yeah. Ezekiel in some ways is not an easy book to read or study.
那我们一般都觉得以西结书不容易读。
But I, as my wife and I have been reading the Bible over these many years,
当我与我的姊妹这么多年我们在读圣经。
We have discovered a phrase in the book of Ezekiel given, we think, 63 times.
我们发现在以西结书里面有一句话大概出现了63次。
One phrase given 63 times.
一句话出现了63次。
Now, if there is something in the Word of God that's there once, we know that the Holy Spirit has put it there, and it's important.
我们知道如果有一个是摆在只有一次，我们知道这个是很重要的。
But 63 times?
如果写下来63次了。
This is the phrase.
这个就是那句话。
They shall know that I am the Lord.
他们要知道我是神。
Read the book of Ezekiel.
你们好好看一看以西结书。
And look for that phrase.
看看这句话。
And you will find approximately 63 times.
大概有63次。
God wants us to know Him.
神要我们认识他。
And now in our day, we have a tremendous advantage over Ezekiel.
我们今天的时代比以西结的时候，我们太多好处了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has come.
因为主耶稣已经来过了。
And what did he say to the disciples?
他怎么跟他的门徒说呢？
He said, you've seen the Father.
你看到父了。
Oh, they said, when did we see the Father?
门徒就说我们哪里看到过父了。
Well, he said,I am in the Father, and the Father's in me.
因为父在我里面，我也在父里面。
When you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
你看到我就看到父。
Think of that.
Wow.
How blessed they were.
你看到门徒他们何等的蒙福。
But here we are today.
我们今天在这里。
And God has this desire in His heart that we should know Him.
神心中有个巴望是我们能够真认识他。
I want to have that.
我要那个。
In an overflowing way.
一个是满足出来的。
So that when I share with you,
当我与你们沟通
whatever flood of Christ is overflowing my cup will splash on you.
但愿主在我里面能够涌出来的能够洒在你们身上。
And even because of today,
就是今天，
because of this morning,
就是今天早晨，
you will go away and find a new passion, a new hunger, a new longing for the Lord in your life.
但愿我们里面对主有那个新的一个渴慕。
So the scripture I'm going to read you today is taken in a time when the nation of Israel was very, very evil.
这一段圣经我想读的正是在以色列的历史里面一个非常恶的时间。
And we know that God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
And yet, God has to judge.
但是神还是要审判。
God is a God of truth.
因为神是真理的神。
But he doesn't want, we'll discover this morning, he doesn't want to judge.
其实他不喜欢来审判的。
And so he looks for someone who will pray.
他就在找人，有没有人肯去祷告。
So turn with me to Ezekiel 22.
我们翻到以西结书第22章。
And I want to begin to read at verse 23.
我们从第23节读起。
Ezekiel 22.
以西结书第22章第23节。
We will read about four groups of people.
我们读到四组的人。
All of them begin with the letter P.All of these four groups of people begin with the letter P.
每一个，这英文是有一个字母是 P.
Well, I'm not sure about the Chinese Bible. Okay, so never mind that. Verse 23.
23节。
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
耶和华的话临到我说，
Son of man, say unto her, that is unto Israel, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation.
人子啊，你要对着地说，你是为的洁净之地，在恼恨的日子也没有雨下在你以上。
There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things, they have made her many widows in the midst thereof.
其中的先知同谋背叛，如咆哮号的狮子走私掠物，他们吞灭人民，抢夺财宝，使这地多有寡妇。
Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them.
其中的祭司强解我的律法，亵渎我的圣物，不分别圣的和俗的，也不使人分辨洁净和不洁净的，又遮掩不顾我的安息日。
我也在他们中间被亵渎。
Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain.
其中的首领仿佛豺狼找尸掠物，杀人流血，伤害人命，要得不义之财。
And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord God when the Lord hath not spoken.
其中的先知为百姓用墨泡透的灰墨墙，就是为他们建虚假的意象，用谎诈的真铺说，主耶和华如此说，其实耶和华没有说。
The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully.
国内众民因为的这个欺压、惯行抢夺、恢复困苦穷乏的、被你欺压寄居的。
And then God says this.
然后神说。
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙痕，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不到一个。
The nation of Israel was very evil.
这个以色列国已经非常败坏了。
Many times in their history and their relationship with God, they turned to idols and turned away from the living God.
在他们的历史里面，他们多少次他们去拜偶像，离开着永生的神。
And so God says to Ezekiel.
所以神对以西结说。
God saying, I look for a man.
神是对他说，我在找一个人。
For a man who would pray.
一个会祷告的人。
And stand between me and them.
在我与他们之间站在那里。
So that I would not destroy the land.
我就不用毁灭他们。
And I couldn't find any.
我没找到一个。
I'm very thankful. I want to read a couple of portions in the Old Testament about a man who stood in the gap before God when the nation was very evil.
我要与大家读多几段的圣经，就当国家非常败坏的时候，神能够找到一个人站在神与这些百姓的中间。
In Ezekiel's day, God didn't find a man.
在以西结的时代，一个都找不到。
But in the day that we're going to read in Exodus chapter 32,
我们翻到这个出埃及记第二十二章。
Exodus 32,
三十二章
，verse 10,
第十节。
This is the story of Moses.
这是摩西的祷告。
It's the time when Moses came down from the mountain.
这是摩西从山上下来。
And saw the nation of Israel under the leadership of Aaron dancing and worshiping a golden calf.
他下来看到亚伦这个首领带着他们在一个金牛犊面前在跳舞。
I'll begin to read in verse 10.
我从第十节开始读。
This is the Lord speaking to Moses.
这是神对摩西讲的话。
Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation.
你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使他们的后裔成为大国。
God was so...What can I say? He was so disappointed in his people.
神对他的百姓非常的失望。
And he said to Moses,
他对摩西说，
I'm going to destroy them, and with you, I'll start a new nation.
我把他们都毁掉了，从你开始再成为一国。
And Moses said to God,
摩西对神说，
Can you imagine a man saying to God Almighty, No?
你会想过有一个人对着全能的神说不行。
Listen to what Moses said in verse
11. 你看第十一节摩西怎么说。
And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand?
摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说，耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力和大能的手从埃及领出来的。
Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people.
为什么是埃及人议论说，他领他们出来是要降祸与他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭，求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸于你的百姓。
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾指着自己启示说：“我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那么多，并且我所应许的这权地不必给你们的后裔啊、他们要永远承受为业。”
And the Lord repented or relented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people.
于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。
One man,
一个人
stood before God.
在神面前施礼
on behalf of the nation of Israel,
为着以色列百姓站在神面前
and God turned away from his wrath.
神就从他的怒气转回了
This is amazing.
这是何等的奇迹
What a prayer this was.
这个是什么样的祷告
Moses reminding God of what he had done.
摩西在提醒神你做过什么
Reminding him of his own people and how he had taken care of them.
他提醒神说：“这是你的百姓，你曾经带领过的。”
Now turn to Numbers.
我们翻到后面的民数记
，Chapter 14,
第十四章。
And we find the second occasion when the same man Moses stood between God and the people of Israel.
我们看到另外一个事情发生，又是摩西站在神与百姓中间。
This is the occasion when Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
这个是当摩西派十个探子进去迦南地
and they went to spy out the land.
他们去探试探看看这个地
and I hope you know the story.
我相信你们都知道这个故事
they came back to give a report to Moses.
他们回来给摩西一个报告
and 10 of them were so discouraging, they discouraged the people and said, we're like grasshoppers against those giants.
这个有十个回来说这个讲非常丧气的话他说我们在他们面前好像蚱蜢
But Joshua and Caleb said, If the Lord delights in us, we can go in there. Just trust the Lord. Let's go.
只有约书亚跟加勒说如果神喜悦我们可以进去的我们可以拿下这个地就去吧
And the people listened to the 10 spies.
但是所有的百姓只听着十个首领讲的话
They got so discouraged.
他们里面都上当
And they said,
他们说
We're fed up with Moses. Let's make a new leader and go back to Egypt. It was better back in Egypt.
他说我们对于受够摩西了，我们自己选一个首领来，我们回去埃及。
And that angered God.
这件事得罪神。
Because he had delivered them. They cried out to him in Egypt in their bondage, and God delivered them.
因为是神救了他们，他们在埃及这个罪神的呼求，神救了他们。
And now God wanted them to trust him.
神今天要他们相信他。
And they began to grumble and complain.
他们里面就埋了埋怨。
Verse 10 of Numbers 14.
第十四章第十节。
But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. That is, they wanted to stone Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. Sorry.
但全会众拿石头打死他们。忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列人众人显现。
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
神的荣光就在所有神的百姓中显现。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have shown among them?
耶和华对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢
？”I will smite them with a pestilence, and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they.
我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them.
摩西对耶和华说：“埃及人不听见这事，因为你曾施展大能，将这百姓从他们中间领上来。
”And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face.And that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night.
埃及人要将这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你耶和华在你这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见，有你的云彩停在他们以上，你日间用云柱，夜间用火柱，在火柱中，在他们前面行。
Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying.
如今你若在这百姓杀了如杀一人那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说
because the Lord was not able to bring his people into the land, which he sware unto them. Therefore he has slain them in the wilderness.
耶和华因为不能把这百姓领进他向他们起誓应许之地，所以他在旷野把他们杀了。And
now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying.
现在求主显大能，照你所说的话说。The
Lord is long suffering, and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和罪过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪之父及子，直到三世代。Pardon,
I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now,
求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今曾赦免他们一样。
And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们。
So you see,
你看到吗?
On these two occasions,
在这两个事情里面,
the nation of Israel, God was their God, but they turned away from him.
这是以色列百姓，神是他们的神，但是他们远离他。
With such sin that God was going to destroy them.
他们犯了这么大的罪，把神激怒了，神要把他们毁掉。
And Moses stood in the gap before God, between the people.
摩西就站在神与百姓中间。
And according to Moses' prayer, God turned away from his wrath.
因着摩西的祷告，神不这样毁灭他的百姓。
In the Psalms,
在诗篇里面,
it says this.
这样说,
the prayer of the righteous is God's delight.
义人的祷告是神所喜悦的。
The prayer of the righteous is God's delight.
义人的祷告是神所喜悦的。
Are we righteous?
我们是不是义人呢?
If we belong to the Lord,
如果我们是属于神的,
we are righteous.
我们就是义人。
Not because of anything that we have done,
不是因为我们做了什么好事,
but because he died for us and we received him.
因为他为我们死, 我们接受了他。
Now he has clothed us in his righteousness.
我们的主就把我们包在他的义的里面。
So we can say, by his grace, we are righteous.
我们靠着他的恩典, 我们可以说我们是义人。
And God waits for us to pray.
但神要我们去祷告。
I want to turn to Matthew.
我们翻到马太福音。
The Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第六章,
and verse 6.
第六节,
these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣讲的话,
but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。 你父在暗中查看,
I want to read a part of a devotional that I read back in December.
我要给, 弟兄姊妹读一篇我在12月的时候读到的一篇的话。
And I thank the Lord used this devotional to stir something in my heart about the absolute necessity of prayer.
这个当我在主面前诚恳灵修的时候，主借着这段话提醒我祷告的重要。
As I said before, prayer is the easiest thing we can do.
我已经讲过，祷告是最容易的一件事。
But maybe the most difficult thing that we can do daily, consistently, individually before the Lord.
但是确实我们每天能够维持好好在主面前祷告，确实很难。
This is a devotional given by Brother T. Austin Sparks.
这是一篇, 这个是史伯,
Listen carefully.
大家留意着听,
I'm not going to read it all.
我不会全部读。
I'm quite sure that I have the agreement of most of the Lord's people when I say that one of the most difficult things, if not the most difficult thing, is to be able to get to prayer and give ourselves to prayer.
我想我能够与很多弟兄姊妹都同意一件事情的，就是说有一个很难的事，可能是最难的事，就是来到神面前去祷告。
When we contemplate prayer, we meet a host of unsuspected and unforeseen difficulties, which suddenly rise up as ambush forces breaking out upon us.
当我们注视祷告这件事的时候，我们会遇到前所未见的难处，带着攻击的力量突然间的出现。
Anything to prevent prayer.
只要能够让你不祷告。
I am not saying something that you do not know, but I am saying it in order that you may recognize it clearly, definitely, and deliberately, and face the fact that it is not just ordinary circumstances, but a designed, well-laid scheme of the enemy to prevent prayer.
我现在要讲的不是你不知道的，其实你是知道的，但是这不是一个很平常的环境，乃是仇敌用很精细的计谋，让我们不去祷告，破坏我们的祷告的。
The enemy, instead of objecting, will promote occupation with 1,001 things, even for the Lord, if thereby he can crowd out prayer.
我们的仇敌不用来反对你来祷告，他只是用1,001个事情让你忙着为主忙，你没时间祷告。
I'm going to skip down to immediately.Immediately you begin to contemplate or purpose a fuller prayer life, the enemy launches a new scheme for keeping you more busy and occupied, heaping up the work and crowding in demand so that you will have no time or opportunity for prayer.
当我们谈到祷告的重要，我们立刻又把我们的注意力注视在祷告了。你发现仇敌又有他的策划，一个策划使我们更忙，忙到一个地步，就是没时间祷告。
But we must recognize this, that the enemy will construct his best arguments about responsibility, duty, and conscience to stop us praying. And there is a place where, if we see prayer is utterly ruled out or brought down to such a limited place that it is completely inadequate for a life of spiritual ascendancy and victory, we have to say, Lord, I'm going to trust the responsibility with you while I pray.That you will not allow my breaking away for this time to have detrimental results, and that you will protect this prayer time, which I seek for your glory, from the inroads of the enemy.
仇敌会用最好的理由说，因着你的责任，你要做的事，所以你没时间祷告。如果我们缺少了祷告，我们想过一个属灵高升与得胜的生活，那是绝不可能的。所以这里我们应该对主说，主啊，每当我祷告，我要把我的责任交给你，求你使我不要因任何的理由我不来祷告，或者因不祷告带下不好的结果。每当仇敌来攻击我祷告的时间，求你保护我，使我能够来寻求你的荣耀。
Back to Matthew 6 and chapter 6 and verse 6.
马太福音六章六节。
But thou, when thou prayest.
看看这里，他说，当你祷告。
Notice, Jesus did not say, if you pray.
他这里没有说，如果你祷告。
He said, when you pray.
他说，当你祷告。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
He is in that, he's in your closet or your private room waiting for you to come and pray.
他在你的内屋里面等着你来祷告。
He didn't only say this.
他不只是救我们。
He did it.
他已经救了。
He prayed.
他祷告。
We say, I say, Lord, you are God.
我们说主，你是神。
You are God manifest in the flesh.
你是彰显你大能的神。
Did you need to pray?
你需要祷告吗？
And of course he says, I prayed.
主耶稣说我祷告。
Now, just remember,
请记得，
we have four gospels.
我们有四本福音书。
Matthew.
马太。
Matthew is the gospel that reveals Christ as our king.
马太福音告诉我们的主是就是君王。
Mark is the gospel that reveals the Lord Jesus Christ as our as a servant.
马可福音告诉我们，我们的主是仆人。
And John is the gospel that reveals the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
约翰福音乃是给我们看见我们的主是神的儿子。
And the gospel of Luke is the gospel that shows us the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
路加福音给我们看到我们的主就是人。
And in the gospel of Luke.We have approximately 9 references to Jesus Christ praying.
在路加福音讲了九次耶稣基督祷告。
He had to pray.
他需要祷告。
And he prayed.
他祷告。
And he says to us, when you pray.
他对我们说，当你祷告。
Don't be like the Pharisees.
不要像那些法利赛人。
Go into your secret place.
进入你的内屋。
And pray to your Father in secret.
在你暗向你暗中的父祷告。
And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Apart from the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, this is impossible.
如果没有神的恩典，没有圣灵的工作，这个不可能的事。
But we must remember what the Bible says.
但是我们要记得圣经怎么说。
With God,
在神
all things are possible.
没有难成的事。
He's waiting for us to pray.
他等着我们去祷告。
Now I know, and I will say, according to the Word of God, there are you can pray while you're riding your bike.
你可以在骑自行车的时候，你可以祷告。
You can pray while you're doing your homework and while you're doing the dishes or working in the house. You can pray.
你在做功课或者你在洗碗筷。
When you're driving in your car, you can pray.
当你开车，你可以祷告。
And we should.
我们应该的。
We must.
我们需要的。
But here in Matthew 6, this is not what Jesus is saying.
你我们看这第六章主耶稣讲的。
He is saying this.
他这样说的。
When you pray.
当你祷告。
Go into your private place.
进入你的内屋
away from everybody,
离开所有的人
and close the door,
关起门来
and pray.
祷告
God is waiting for us.
神在等候我们这样做
This is not easy.
一点都不容易
Brother Sparks, I regard Brother Sparks as a great servant of God.
我实在觉得你这个史派克弟兄实在是神的仆人
and he recognizedHow the enemy comes against us to fight this matter of prayer.
他里面发现仇敌对祷告这件事特别攻击的。
Now, there's an amazing thing about the Bible that I want to share with you.
有一件事关于圣经，我要跟大家交通的。
It's this: when God is going to do something great,
当神要做大事
，that we say is great,
我们说是大事
，He looks for someone to pray.
他就在找有没有人。
When God is going to send a revival,
当神要会有一个复兴的话
he looks for someone to pray.
他在找有没有人祷告。
I don't know exactly why.
我不知道为什么。
I think it's because of this.
我相信是这个。
He can do it by himself.
他可以自己做。
But he wants to incorporate us.
但他愿意把我们也参与在当中。
He wants to make us fellow workers with him.
他愿意我们与他同工。
He wants us to have a part in his work.
他要我们在他的工作上有份。
I wish I had the time and I had a story that I could read to the sisters this morning.
我很想我如果有时间我愿意跟姊妹们讲一些话。
About a young woman.
有一个姊妹。
I think in Scotland.
我相信在苏格兰。
And evangelists and preachers of that day, they long for her to be in the meeting.
那时候这些传道人都很希望这个姊妹在他们聚会当中。
When she was there and they saw her there, they knew that God was going to work.
每当他看到他在那个聚会当中的话，他们就知道神要做事了。
I don't know how God did it.
我不知道神怎么做。
He captured her heart.
神得着他的心。
She prayed.
他祷告。
She got up early and prayed.
他每天很早起来祷告。
She had such a compassion for people.
他对人有很强的同情心。
I think she died at 21 or 22, very young.
大概21、22岁他就死了。
And to me, it almost seems as though God couldn't leave her on the earth. He wanted her to be with him, so he'd take him early.
好像神说我不想留你在地上了，我赶快把你接回来跟我在一起。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，You can pray.
你可以祷告的。
I can pray.
我可以祷告的。
God's waiting for us to pray.
神在等候我们祷告。
I want us to recognize this morning.That is the enemy of our souls that stands in our way and gives us so many things to do so that we will not pray.
我希望大家认识到今天仇敌的方法乃是给我们忙得不得了没时间祷告。
There was a great revival that began in Wales many years ago.
很多年前这个在威尔斯那里有一个大复兴。
And it was as though God captured the heart of a man.
因为在那里神得着一个人的心。
Evan Roberts.I'm looking at my wife to see if I got that name right.
我在看我姊妹有没有讲错人的名字。
Evan Roberts. He was a miner, a young man.
他是一个矿工，很年轻人。
He left the mine, wanted to serve the Lord.
他离开矿场，他去侍奉神。
And he began to pray.
他就祷告。
And God began to work.
那神就开始工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
listen.
请大家听。
If we pray,
当我们祷告
God will work.
神就工作。
If we don't pray,
如果我们不祷告
God will work. That's right.
神也会。
But he will not be able to use us.
他不用我们做。
Did you hear me?
你听清楚吗？
He wants to use us.
他要用我们。
He's beckoning us.
他承认我们。
It's so simple.
这都很简单。
We can all do it.
我们都可以的。
But in order to do it,
如果要做的话，
we must be violent with ourselves.
我们必须准备好自己。
We must arrange our priorities. So
我们。
We give him first place in this matter.
我们在所有要做的是把主摆在最优先的。
Evan Roberts began to pray.
我们这位弟兄就祷告。
And in the midst of his prayer,
在他祷告当中
he said this to the Lord.
他这样对神说
Lord, bend me.
让我屈服在你面前。
And God began to work.
神就工作。
The country of Wales was amazingly, and actually the revival spread around the world.
这个在威尔斯那时候，就整个这个复兴的火就扫过去了，不止扫那个地方，全世界都扫过去了。
I think one brother said that there were 100,000 souls were saved because of that revival.
哇，因着那次的复兴，大概有100,000人蒙恩得救。
And the impact on the country of Wales was so dynamic that this is what happened.
这个影响到那时候威尔斯的整个国家。
Crime was so reduced that the The judges and the policemen had almost nothing to do.
因为罪案一降到这么低，这个法官跟警察没事做。
So, when the people in the churches gathered and they wanted to have somebody come and sing for them, they called the police station because the police station had 3 quartets. They had nothing to do, so they learned to sing. And they called the police station. They send a quartet and sing in your meeting. They had no crime, hardly any crime.
当他们想说我们唱点诗歌。然后他们就把警察局的叫来，因为他们那个有个合唱团，他们没事做，就到教会来唱歌。
And so many miners were saved.
这么多矿工也信主。
And before they were saved, they used foul language to get their mules to work. And when they got saved, they went down into the mine, and the mules couldn't understand them.
当他们还没信主，在矿场里面都讲粗话，但信主回去了，讲的话里面的人听不懂。
Yeah, I believe it's really true.
我相信的。
They couldn't understand them because their lives were transformed.
因为他们的生命改了。
We have to pray.
我们要祷告。
Turn to the book of Acts.
翻到使徒行传。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
When Jesus was living with his disciples on the earth, he told them that he was going to leave them and it was going to be better for them. He knew what he was going to do.
当主耶稣还在地上与他的门徒在一起的时候，他说我要离开了，我离开是对你们好的。
He was going to send the Holy Spirit.
因为他离开就把圣灵拆下来。
What a great event that was.
你想想看这是什么事情啊。
But in Acts chapter 1, I'll read verse 4.
我第一章第四节。
And being assembled together with the disciples, that the Lord Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you've heard of me.
耶稣他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你所听见我说过的。
Skip over to verse 14.
到了第十四节。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意的恳切祷告。
On this great occasion,
在这么大的一个情况里面，
God was going to send the Holy Spirit.
神要差圣灵来了。
Don't you agree he could have done that himself?
你有没有想过神可以自己做？
But what did he do?
那他怎么做呢？
He set the people praying.
他说你们要祷告。
And they went into the upper room in Jerusalem and they prayed.
他们到了阁楼里面，他们去祷告。
For 10 days.
这个有一批人在那里祷告。
And on that glorious day, we read about in Acts 2.
我们在使徒行传第二章，我们看到荣耀的日子。
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来了。
And we today are living in that same dispensation.
我们今天是活在同个时代的。
He's here today.
神在这里。
He's here to enable us.
圣灵在这里要
to teach us.
教导我们，帮助我们。
To pray.
去祷告。
When Jesus came as a little baby,
当耶稣来到地上是一个婴孩。
There were many prophecies that were given about him coming.
很多预言讲到耶稣来。
And I believe many, many of the people heard those or knew those prophecies and knew what they said. And yet when he came, there was only a few that were watching.
很多人知道这个预言，但当主耶稣像婴孩来的时候，只有几个人来找他。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we are on the threshold of a great event.
我们正在一个瓶颈，在一个这么大的事情里面。
What is that?
是什么呢？
He's coming back.
他要回来了。
He's coming back soon.
他要很快就回来。
He may come today.
好，今天可能就回来了。
The Lord Jesus Christ is coming.
主耶稣在回来的路上。
And I've been wondering.
我就常常想。
That's why he's stirring in our hearts about prayer.
为什么在我们里面，这个搅动我们要祷告。
Lord.
主啊。
Come.
回来。
We want you to come.
我们要你回来。
Even as we find in the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer.
我们就算在看到主祷文。
When remember a disciple said to Jesus, "Teach us to pray."
当门徒跟耶稣说教导我们祷告。
And he said,
他怎么说呢
？When you pray,
他说当你祷告的时候。
Not if you pray,
不是如果你祷告。
When you pray,
是当你祷告。
Say
这样说。
Our Father,
我们天上的父。
Who art in heaven,
你在天上。
Hallowed be thy name,
你的名为尊，你的名
为圣。Thy kingdom come,
愿你的国降临。
There it is, he's coming,
他要来了。
Thy kingdom come.
你的
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So I wonder, in these days, whether the Lord's stirring in my heart to share this with you, that we'll pray, Lord, come.
我怀疑主这段时间在我里面搅动，那是要因为主要回来了，所以我跟大家讲要祷告。
I want you to turn to the book of Second Samuel, First Samuel.
我们要翻到撒母耳记上，旧约的撒母耳记上。
I'm sorry, it's 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel chapter 19.
第十九章。
I want to read a few verses about King David.
我要在这里读几节圣经关于大卫王。
Verse 10, 11, and 12 of 19.
十九章第十到第十二节。
And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now, therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?
我们高亚沙龙治理我们，他已经阵亡了。为现在为什么不出一言请王回来呢？
And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house?
大卫王差人去见祭司撒毒和亚比亚他说你们当向犹大长老说以色列众人已经有话请王回宫你们为什么落在他们后头呢
Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king?
你们是我的弟兄是我的骨肉为什么在人后头请王回来呢
You may remember this story.
我这里记得这个故事。
When David was the king, but his son Solomon rose up against him and stole the hearts of the people.
当大卫做王的时候，他儿子亚撒龙反对他，把人民的心都抓到跟着他走。
And David had to leave and leave the city and leave the palace completely.
大卫要离开城市，离开他的王宫，要逃命。
But now Absalom is dead.
那现在亚撒龙被杀了。
And so he says to the people.
他就对他的百姓
Why are you the last to bring back the king?
为什么你们是最后来欢迎王回来
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Let me transfer this to our day today.
我把这个转回到我们今天的情况
Will we be the last to bring back our king?
我们是不是最后一批人愿意把主接回来
Will we be among that company that are ushering him in and back to this earth?
我们会不会是那一批是一直欢迎王回来的人呢
He's coming soon.
我们的主快回来了。
You want him to come?
你要他回来吗
？There are a few people in the history of the church that I've read about who have had a great longing for the coming of the Lord.
在历史里面有一些人，他们真的巴望主回来了。
One of them was a dear missionary to China by the name of Margaret Barber.
其中一个就是到中国做宣教士的何淑文姊妹。
She loved the Lord's coming.
她何等盼望主回来。
I'm sure that every day she just longed for him to come.
我相信她每天都在等主回来。
And I believe it was through her that God imparted through her to Watchman Nee this great desire for the coming of the Lord.
我相信借着我们姊妹把这个等候主回来的心交通给了尼托森弟兄。
And I'm maybe you've heard this before, but one day she was walking with Watchman Nee.
我们知道他跟尼弟兄有一天在走路。
And she said to him something like this.
他就跟他这样说。
Do you think he will come before we get to that corner?
他跟尼弟兄说，我们走到路口，会不会就遇见主回来了？
So living and so alive was her longing and desire for the Lord to come.
你发现他的等候主是活的。
I want to have that.
我要有那。
I want to wake up in the morning saying, Lord, you didn't come.
我想我如果早晨起来，我说主，你今天没回来。
But come today.
但你可以今天回来。
And I heard that she said another time they were in a meeting of a prayer at the last day of the year.
他在一年的最后一次的祷告聚会里面，他这样说。
And just a few hours left in that year.
就剩下几个小时就过年了。
She said this.
他我们姊妹这样说。
Lord,
说啊。
You can still come this year.
你还可以在今年回来。
Come now.
你现在回来。
I believe that when he comes.
我相信当主回来。
There will be some kind of a I don't know. I think it's going to be a small company, but there will be a company who have been longing for him, looking for him.Yearning for him, asking, how can we hasten his coming?
我们相信主回来的时候，会有一小部分的人一直在渴慕、巴望、催促我们的主回来的。
When he came the first time,
当他第一次来
，there were a few,
只有少部分的。
We read about them in the Bible.
我们读过，张刚读过。
They were looking for him.
他们在看。
And only we only read about a few.
我们是读过几段的圣经
，probably less than 20，
少过二十个。
But two of them were Simeon and Anna。
那其中有一个是西面，还有一个是亚拿。
They were looking for him。
他们在等候主回来。
Let's just turn to Luke chapter 2。
我们翻到路加福音第二章。
I want to read from verse 25 of Luke 2.
路加福音第二章第二十五节。
I love this word, behold.
我喜欢这句话，看啊。
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他到了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之以前，必看见主所立的基督。
What a revelation that was!
这是什么样的启示啊
？A great revelation.
一个大的启示。
God revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Christ.
他神启示给他说，他没看到基督之前，他不会死的。
Now remember the song that our brother chose this morning about keeping our eyes on the Lord.
我们记得我们最开始这个唱这首诗歌，我们定睛在神的身上。
God wants to give us revelation.
神愿意给我们启示。
He has one thing that he wants to reveal to us.
他有一件事就是要启示给我们。
Christ.
就是基督。
His Son.
神的儿子。
He wants there to be an ongoing, daily, new capacity and revelation of the Lord in all of our lives.
神要我们里面的度量能够承受主要启示给我们的基督越过越丰富。
Verse 27.
27节
And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
他受了圣灵的感动，进了圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母，抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”
What a blessing that God had for Simeon.
我们看到神何等祝福西面。
He had this passion to see the Lord.
他里面切慕的能够看到。
And God answered that and showed him this wonderful. And one day he picked up the Lord Jesus in his arms.
神就答应他祷告，并且给他有机会抱到婴孩的耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon.
耶稣基督快要回来了。
I don't know when.
我不知道什么时候。
It's amazing to me that I think the Bible says even the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't know when he will come.
我常常觉得很稀奇，说圣经说耶稣基督自己也不知道主什么时候回来。
That's a secret in the heart of God.
因为这是神心中的一个秘密。
One day.
有一天。
He will come.
他会回来。
I want to be ready, but I want to be more than ready.
我要准备好，我要好好完全准备。
I want to be looking.
我要再看。
Longing for His coming.
我能够等候他的回来。
And I want to take as many as I can with me in this eager desire for the Lord to come.
我希望能够聚更多的弟兄姊妹是一同这样等候他的回来的。
So remember this morning that I have shared with you something that is impossible.
请大家记得我今天早晨跟大家交通的是一件。一般来说是不可能的事。
That is that we can learn to pray consistently daily in our secret room.
乃是我们每天能够固定的，能够在我们的暗室里面跟我们的祷告。
We can do it.
我们可以做的。
But we must arrange our priorities.
我们必须在我们每天的这个重要的事情里面把它调整一下。
Maybe we need to ask the Lord to awaken us early so that we can spend this time.
或者有些人是要早点起来，能够这样祷告的。
He's waiting for us to do this.
他在等候我们能够这样祷告。
He wants to bless us.
他要祝福我们。
He wants to use us in His work in these last days.
他要在这最末后的时候要用我们的。
So may He have His way with all of our lives.
但愿主在我们生活中、生命中工作。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your word.
父神啊，我们要谢谢你的话语。
We want to thank you that you are here with us this morning.
我们要谢谢你今天在我们的当中。
And I want to thank you, Father, that I could be here.
我也要谢谢你，我今天也能够在这里。
And all these other brothers and sisters, and all these ones are here because of your appointment.
主啊，我们这些弟兄姊妹都能够聚在这里，是因为你在这里。
We say with your servant of old, Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servants are listening.
我们要向你的仆人撒母耳说，主啊，请说，我们静听。
Cause your word to enter into us today.
让你的话能够进到我们的心中来。
Every one of us.
每一个。
In a new and living way.
是一个又新又活的一个。
And may it all be for your glory.
一切都为着你的荣耀。
We thank you that you're coming soon, Lord.
主啊，我们知道你快要回来了。
Come today.
愿主你今天就回来。
Pray in your lovely name.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 机会都到这里。